You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. The Stamps, we know that Bo Levi Mitchell is coming back in. He'll make his third start of the season. The first two weren't great for him. One touchdown, five interceptions. And the Elks have an opportunity to really bury the Stamps if they can get a win.
Oh, huge opportunity for them. Massive. Yeah, we'll see what they do. You know, I think a lot of us weren't really sure what to expect from them coming off of their quarantine and their COVID stuff and not having played in so long, and what would they look like? And I thought they did a good job kind of putting all that behind them. And I think Jamie Elizondo had talked about them wanting to be an angry group coming into that game because of all the criticism that they'd faced. I think they did a good job. So now the question is, you get the win. How do you not get complacent? Because it's hard to win both of these games. How do you not get complacent, and how do you really put your foot on the throat of the Stampeders? And that will show a different trait than what the Elks showed last week. And I'm interested to see if this team has that trait in them, a little bit of killer instinct as opposed to a defensive, angry instinct.
And some lineup changes, Shogger. A few guys. We see that Aaron Grimes is going to come back in. Keyshawn Barea will come back in the linebacker position, and that's a guy who's probably going to have to play really well, considering maybe he's looking over his shoulder a little bit with the Moncrief signing.
Oh yeah, for sure. And with Mitchell back in there, right? Like, I mean, you know, like with Mitchell coming back in, it just he's tons of experience in these games, tons of experience in the Labor Day and the rematch, the Battle of Alberta. And, you know, not that the rookie wasn't doing a decent job, but it's totally different when you get Bo Levi Mitchell in there. And so, yep, the Elks defense is going to have to be aware of that change, be aware they're going to be an angry team. They're a little bit cornered right now. Like your first question was about how their season in a lot of ways is just staring them right in the face and someone on the line. Well, they're going to play that way, I would assume. So, yeah. And Mitchell, I mean, he kind of admits he made a mistake, probably trying to come back after he was hurt, and that probably jammed up Dave Dickinson a little bit with a quarterback that wasn't able to move around very well and probably limited the playbook significantly. He didn't want to do that again. So I think because he's saying he's good to go, I think that's an indication that he's really good to go. You know, that he's not just coming back to limp around on a bad foot because the season's are a bad leg because the season's on the line. He doesn't want to risk coming back and then being gone 2, 3, 4, 5 plays later or a quarter later. So sounds to me like he's ready to go. I'm just about to go in and chat with him here. We're doing our sit-down interview, so I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. But, yeah, I think it makes for a real good rematch that both teams have their main guy chucking passes from the pocket.
Well, any league, I'm a big believer in, you want your best players for the league. It just makes for more exciting entertainment from a fan base and higher competition. When you look at it from the Elks' perspective, Shogger, I thought offensively they really did what they wanted, because Calgary's defense, like, we can talk about Bo Levi Mitchell. They give up the most passing yards. They've given up the most rushing yards. And did they even touch Harris on Monday? Like, what do you think this Stamps defense is? Do they have anything to pressure Harris? Because if you give them time, they're going to pick you apart.
Yeah, they're going to pick you apart if you give them time. If you throw too much at them, you know, then they've got a chance to pick you apart in a different way. So I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe from a scheme standpoint, they'll try and be more aggressive and send more to try and force things. But the problem is there's so many weapons out there, and the Elks are just adding to their list of weapons each week because they're having success with guys that are quite a ways down the depth charts. If you throw too much in his face, then it just opens up, you know, in behind, and he's a guy that can pick away at that. So you've got Harris, confident. That was one of his better games in the uniform. So I'm not sure how much more aggressive you can be in terms of sending more bodies his way. It's going to be a challenge for them. And you know, with Harris playing the way he is and the confidence that sort of breeds throughout his lineup, and you got Wilder doing what he's doing, like, they're really clicking. And I don't know, I'm pretty impressed from where they started to where they were in that game, considering all that they'd been through. I thought, like Jamie Elizondo said, that all of that they're going through here will reveal the character in his team. And I thought they showed a fair amount of it last game. And so It's a tall order for the Stamps, but the Elks have been far from perfect this year. So we'll see. Maybe if you can get them moving around enough, you can take away some of the effectiveness.
Switch gears to the Oilers. They, of course, rookie camp gets going on Wednesday. And today in Calgary, the Flames signed two right shot defensemen, Erica Branson and Michael Stone. Stone, again, I think was the third time he signed a contract in Calgary. And I do know the Oilers had conversations and had some interest in Stone because they would like another right shot defenseman, some depth there. I don't think they had any interest in Gabranson, to be honest. So where do you think they go from here? Because there's Vatanen, but I don't think Vatanen's coming here in a PTO. So what do you think they do on the right side? Because they only have three really right shot defensemen in the organization right now that can play at the NHL.
Yeah, maybe that's where they look to. Maybe that's where they look to bring in a guy on a PTO. I mean, maybe. And there are, there's some guys floating. I don't have the list on me at the moment. I'm sitting in my parked car here, but we've heard a few names sort of batted around lately. I wondered about either Stone or Gudbranson. Gudbranson he's been a bit of a journeyman here the last little bit, but when he's in a lineup and when he's playing, he can make things uncomfortable, not be the best guy to have to play against. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes in Calgary with them. But the right side, for sure. The one benefit that they have is they have a guy in Russell who can move over. And as long as you have that guy, you've got some versatility. But he's older, and if he gets hurt, they'll start to get themselves a little jammed up. So I could see them trying to improve their depth on that side.
Yeah, there's Jason Demers. I don't hear a ton of I hear there's some – I don't know if that's realistic or not. So we'll see. But after that, there's just not a lot of, there's Nate Prosser as a right defenseman. That's really it. Cause I don't think Sammy Vatanen. And then you got to look at guys like, Ben Hutton, Braden Coburn, Lucas Spezza. Like Lucas Spezza might be the guy, Shogger, yeah. Who, you bring in on a PTO.
Yeah, it could be. Just thinking about Coburn too, he's got lots of experience. A bigger guy. Been around the league a long time. I mean, these are low risk PTOs, right? I mean, there's not really, you're not risking a whole lot by bringing these guys in and letting them compete. So I imagine you got to put somebody in there though, in there. And this is a spot where, with the moves that they've made and with moving along Ethan Bear, they thin themselves out a little bit there. So they gotta try and shore things up a little bit because, as far as prospects go, they're a little bit away from being able to recall the guys that are ready.
Yeah, and all the guys who you think are ready are all lefties. So, exactly. And I know that Broberg's played some of the offside, and so is Samorikov. But you can do it. It's not an ideal situation to have a rookie playing his offside when he comes to make his NHL debut. Shogger, enjoy the interviews. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good, pal.